Hello, I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. We are in a season of change and uncertainty. All around us, we see the same antagonistic spirit that David faced in Goliath. Goliath, the acclaimed champion of the Philistines, boasted a height of 11 foot 4 inches, a massive opponent, a man groomed for war even as a child. Goliath was equipped with all the sophisticated weapons of warfare of that time. The Bible says that he taunted God's people for over 40 days, not only to humiliate them, but ultimately to destroy their faith. But hidden in a field, God was cultivating his champion. David's job in the family was tending sheep, which was his proving ground to eventually shepherding God's people. What David lacked in stature, he made up for in his love for God. He pursued after God. He was a man of faith. David was no older than 17 when he confronted the Philistine giant, but David's victory had little to do with the slingshot, but rather the training sessions he had with God. Maybe you could say the two became friends. They had relationship. David was a responsible man and trusted with his father's sheep. When a lion or bear, the animals that are most ferocious when hungry, would come to distill the life of a single lamb in David's charge, he would engage these beasts at close range, grabbing their furry beards and attacking and defeating them at close range. David's victory was not only because David was skillful, but because God loved David. And you know this? God loves you. Your battle, test, or trial may not be with a lion or a bear or even Goliath, but the idea is still the same. The situation is real, and it may not look like you have adequate weapons to fight this thing. But your weapon of faith, prayer, obedience, and love for God are more than enough. Here's the word that you can hold on to, the scripture that I think might help. 1 Timothy 6, verses 12 through 13 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." The good fight of faith is not only to hold on to, but act upon your faith. This is a season not to hate people, but to win them to Jesus. There are no strangers in heaven, and I believe there are a host of witnesses rooting for you. You were designed specifically and fearfully for this purpose of God, to testify of his goodness and love through the example of your life. Live in the light of eternity by remembering that as wonderful as life is, your inevitability is heaven. Living in the light of eternity means that your treasure and reward awaits you, and the giver of the gift is God. The presence is out of this world. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up and don't give in spite of the world's insatiable quest to satisfy their flesh. We know it's just a manifestation of their spiritual hunger and thirst. This is a great time of harvest, and God is with us. So don't be afraid and don't draw back, but remember the word of God taken from Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I am Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.